Hello everybody, I'm Kelly Superja, and welcome to episode 5 of my podcast. Coming up in this edition, my review of Sarah and the Castle of Witchcraft and Wizardry, a new game from PCS Games. Before we get started, I'd just like to thank everyone for all your comments regarding episode 4 of the podcast, and keep them coming. I'm always interested in what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like me to demonstrate or talk about, etc., etc. And speaking of episode 4, there is one thing I'd like to discuss. You may remember that I said that I wasn't planning on upgrading to version 6 of Sonar anytime soon. Well, I changed my mind immediately after that edition went out because of a couple of factors. First of all, in version 2 of Sonar, I don't know why it decided to do this, but for some reason, it would shut down on me every time I loaded in a project. Now, this would usually happen once or twice during a session, and in a way I could understand it because I like to use lots of sound fonts and VST synths and stuff along with the sounds from my keyboard and my projects, and those things do take up a lot of memory. But what I can't understand is why it wanted to shut down when I would load a project that I was doing exclusively with the sounds from my keyboard. In other words, it was just a general MIDI sort of project. But anyway, I could load a project into Sonar and do some work, but eventually there would be a message on the screen saying something like, "Sonar has encountered a problem and needs to shut down. We're sorry for the inconvenience this may have caused you." Yeah, right. Anyway, so then I would have to close the program, start it up again, load in the project, and everything would be working all right. But it was getting darned annoying doing that every so often. And the other thing I didn't like was that some plugins, such as the noise reduction plugin from Sony Media Software, and some instruments from Native Instruments, weren't working properly in version 2, but I heard that they were working great in version 6. And I'll give you an example of that. If you were to use the noise reduction plugin in version 2, it wouldn't do any noise reduction at all. You'd just hear lots of clicking and crackling and stuff. It was annoying. And in the case of the Native Instruments plugins, there was one that I was trying, the B4, which is a simulation of the world-famous Hammond B3 organ, and when I pressed a key, you'd hear this horrible buzzing noise underneath the note. In fact, it was so bad that I couldn't even hear what note I was playing. But anyway, I'm pleased to report that I did upgrade to version 6 of Sonar. I went for the producer edition, and everything works beautifully with it now. The noise reduction plugin works as it's supposed to, and the Native Instruments plugin that I was trying there, the B4, works flawlessly. So, way to go, Cakewalk. I don't know what you did, but it works a lot better now. And now, a comment from the feedback line.
Hey Kelly, it's Patrick. I was just checking in to say that episode 4 of your podcast, I think, is the best episode that you've done yet. I enjoyed the keyboard demo and the mod files. And I do have a question as far as searching the mod site. I looked and tried to find some of the files that you demonstrated, but when I did by title, I think it was, it didn't show anything, so I was just wondering how to do that. And, well, I guess that's about all. Keep up the good work, and hopefully I'll see you next time when you produce your next episode. All right, see ya.
Thanks for your comment there, Patrick. I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying the podcast. As far as those mod files are concerned, I'm not sure what site you're using to search for those. I'm assuming you're going through modarchive.org. If that's the case, and if you're getting an error when you're searching by song title, make sure that you've got everything spelled correctly. I know it can be tricky finding a song, but it's definitely worth it. And keep in mind as well that the songs that I featured in episode 4 of the podcast are linked to in the show notes, so you can download them that way. Just go to www.kseperja.net/podcast and they should be there. And now on Kelly Seperja's podcast, it's time for a game review. And for this edition of the podcast, we're going to be reviewing Sarah and the Castle of Witchcraft and Wizardry, a new game from PCS Games at www.pcsgames.net. This is a first-person action arcade game where you play the role of Sarah, a young witch who has been trapped in the famous Castle of Witchcraft and Wizardry. As you explore the castle, you will encounter such creatures as monsters, ghosts, a cranky caretaker, etc., and will have to perform various magic spells in order to escape. But be careful, things are not always what they seem. Before I demonstrate this game, I'd like to first take you into its program group and show you what all we have there. So I'll press the Start menu key.
Start menu. Set program.
Now, on my system, I've created a games group on the top level of the Start menu, just so I can get to my games quicker. So I'll press G.
G. Adrift 3.9.
And S to get to Sarah.
S. Sarah and the Castle of Witchcraft and Wizardry 10 submenu.
There it is.
Enter. Play Sarah and the Castle of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
This obviously loads the game, and we will do that in a little bit.
Help for Sarah.
But we also have various ways of reading the documentation. This first option allows us to load the manual into a little program, and I'll demonstrate that for you. Although, if you're familiar with games like GMA Tank Commander or Pac-Man Talks, this will be very familiar to you, but I figured I might as well demonstrate it just for those of you who haven't used this before.
Manual read by your browser.
We can also have the manual load in a web browser for offline viewing, such as Internet Explorer or Firefox.
Manual read by your text reader.
You can also load the manual into a text reader, like Notepad or WordPad.
Manual read on the web.
Or you can read the manual on the web.
PC's games on the web.
This takes you to the PCS Games site.
Uninstall Sarah and the...
And this obviously uninstalls the game.
Play Sarah. Help for Sarah.
Let's press enter on Help for Sarah, and I'll show you what that does.
Enter. Leaving menus. List box. One in protection.
We're now in a list box of the different chapters in the manual. We're currently on Introduction.
To the minimal system.
I'm just down arrowing.
3. What happens when Sarah visits the castle. 4. Before getting to the castle.
Let's press enter on this and see what we get.
Enter. List box. 4.1. Welcome to Diagon Alley.
Now we get into a list box of sections that are in this chapter.
4.2. Demo mode. 4.3. Registration of the game.
I'm just going to move back up to
4.2. Demo mode.
Demo mode here so we can hear what this sounds like.
Enter. Read only edit. Before you purchase Sarah and the Castle of Witchcraft and Wizardry, you probably want to try it out first. When asked for, your registration.
And the text started reading automatically. This is in a read-only edit box, though. And as a result, we can use standard reading commands, such as...
Top of file. Before you...
To get to the top of the file there, I just press Control-Home. And now I can use the up and down arrow keys.
Your registration name, just hit the Enter key. This will allow you to explore the ground floor and basement of the castle. If you purchase the game, you will receive a registration key from PCS Games, which can be entered when you...
Etc, etc. I just pressed Control there. Or we could use commands like the Say All command in JAWS. That would be Insert Down Arrow, but we won't do that now. If you want to get back to the list of chapters, you can do that by pressing Shift-Tab.
Shift-Tab. List box. 4.2 demo mode.
And then we could obviously move down.
4.3 registration of the game.
To get to another section. Or I can press the left arrow key.
List box. One in protection.
And now we're back at the list of chapters. Now, if you were to, let's say, be in an edit box, and I'll go back into the demo mode one.
4.2, enter. Read.
There we go. And now if I press escape.
Escape. Rec1.wav rec all pro.
As you hear, we completely exited the help program, and we're back in my recording program that I'm using for this demo. Recall Pro, or Recall Pro, however it's pronounced, from sagebrush.com. One other thing I should point out before we start this game is that, well, it is a good idea to be familiar with the Harry Potter series, which this game is loosely based on. You don't have to be a fan of it to enjoy this game. So, now that we've looked at how to read the documentation, let's start the game and see how it works. I'm going to first exit JAWS, and I'll pause the recording while I do that. There we go, and now I'll press the Start menu key, then I'll get into the Sarah program group again. Now I'm on the option to play the game, so I'll press enter, and the game will start. Okay, now the program has started, but at the moment we are on a blank screen. You have to press enter once more in order to get the actual game going, so we'll do that. And now we're getting the logos for PCS Games.
PCS Games!
There we go. And Draconis Entertainment. And if you want to interrupt these at any time, you can just press the Control key.
Feel the power. Wield the magic.
Same thing with the title screen.
Draconis Entertainment.
So we'll just let this play all the way through.
www.draconisentertainment.com.
That's a pretty neat little logo, I must admit. It was saying the web address, moving from left to right there. Anyway, now we're at the title screen, and you can interrupt this as well by pressing Control if you want to, but we'll let this play all the way through, because it's pretty cool.
Sarah and the Castle of Witchcraft and Wizardry, a PCS game by Philip Glassack. with the GMA game engine.
I knew she's in here somewhere.
Copyright 2007.
There you go.
Version 1.0.
Main menu. Play the game.
And we are at the main menu. The first item that we're on is play the game, and we'll definitely do that in a little bit. But let's see what else we've got.
Check the high score standings on your computer.
Okay.
Play a saved game.
The saving process is kind of interesting in this game. You have to activate it first before you can use it. And in order to do that, you will have to look for an item known as a Time Turner Necklace. Now, I know where it is, but I'm not going to tell you because that would spoil the game. But once you have that activated, then you can save your games. And you do that by pressing F3 to save the game. Then you're asked if you want to do that. And when you answer yes, you'll be given 14 save slots to choose from. That's pretty good.
Review game sounds.
Review game sounds, that's self-explanatory, and we'll come back to that in a minute.
Exit game menu.
And exit game, or as it says here, exit game menu. I don't know, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I would have preferred it just say exit game, but anyway.
Review game sounds.
It does the same thing. So we're now on review game sounds, and actually, let me just show you one other thing here.
Exit game menu. Play the game.
Now, you hear that little buzzing noise? That meant that the menu's wrapped around to the top.
Exit game menu.
So just press the up arrow key there to get back to exit game.
Review game sounds.
And we'll press enter here on review game sounds.
Review game sounds. Use up and down arrow keys. Hit enter to select.
Sarah, walking. Slow and reverse.
Now the first sounds you'll hear are Sarah's footsteps, and this is when she is walking slowly backwards and forwards. There are a couple ways to move in this game. You can either press the up arrow key once to get Sarah to move at a slow speed, a second press will make her move a little faster, and then a third press will almost make her run. When she's stopped, if you press the down arrow key once, she will back up slowly, and a second press will make her move a little bit faster. But you can also get Sarah to move in single steps, and you do that by pressing Control and the up and down arrow keys. So anyway, we'll press the down arrow key.
Sarah, walking, medium.
And if you want to repeat that sound, you can press the Enter key. There we go.
Sarah, walking, fast.
So that's what it sounds like when she's running.
Sarah, walking, on the marble staircase. A vanishing step.
That's an indication that there's a staircase coming up.
Stepping on the vanishing step.
Whoops.
Nearing wall.
That's a good effect.
Bumping wall. Nearing a corridor opening on the left.
Now you probably won't be able to hear that. It's basically a low rumble off to my left, but it's very quiet. What I'll do is I'll just turn up the mixer a little bit. Maybe now you can hear it if I press enter here. Maybe not, I don't know. But anyway, that's what it sounds like.
A corridor opening to the left.
That you might be able to hear. There was a echoing footstep off to my left, along with the rumble.
Picking up nooks.
That's a type of coin. And there's another type that you can also pick up, known as sickles.
Door, or secret passage, near.
So when you hear that, that means that there's a secret passage or a doorway nearby.
Secret passage.
So now Sarah's opening the door, going through, and it closes.
Stun spell.
Stupefy!
Now we get to the different spells. This is one that you can use to stun a lot of the creatures and ghosts to get by them.
Patronus Charm.
And this is another way of getting past the ghosts or creatures, and what it will do is basically frighten them off. It won't work with everyone, but it's good to try it.
Apparate.
Destination! Determination! Deliberation!
Now that is a cool effect. In fact, I like it so much I want to hear that again.
Destination! Determination! Deliberation!
There you go. What that does is it causes Sarah to transport to a certain location, and in this case, it is to a broom cupboard. There's one on every floor in the castle, and you can think of it as a safe place. So once you're inside, none of the ghosts and creatures can get you, and you can also drop a lot of your treasures so that Peeves can't steal them.
Headless hat.
And this is another way of getting past the ghosts and creatures. I think what this does is it causes you to disappear.
Invisibility cloak.
Now, I don't know too much about the invisibility cloak because I haven't seen it yet, but I must admit this is a good effect. Reminds me a lot of my music.
Creature or ghost ahead of you, getting closer.
Anything I can do?
There's Nick.
Hello, hello. Are you enjoying yourself? You'd better get out of here.
And he was approaching us and then turning slightly to the right.
Creature or ghost behind you.
Now you'll hear that noise when you're playing the game in stereo mode. If you're using it in surround sound mode, I imagine you'll hear the creature or ghost in your rear speakers, but I don't have my surround sound system set up properly to really test that out.
Sarah, touched by a creature or ghost.
Well, do excuse me.
And she got touched by Nick. And that's something you don't want to do, by the way, in this game, is to get touched by the creatures or ghosts, because you'll lose some energy.
Sarah chases a ghost or creature away with her Patronus spell.
Oh, here we go.
And she got Nick.
You get extra magical energy.
This is a good effect. Ta-da! Now here are some of the creatures you'll encounter in the game.
Dobby.
My name is Dobby.
That's the house elf. Oh, he's a bit tired.
I do apologize. I'm terribly tired.
Thought so.
That's because I'm here 24 hours a day. Well, cheerio. See you soon.
Alright, so there's Dobby.
Peeves.
I'm Peeves. Run for your lives.
And he's the school's poltergeist, and a real troublemaker too, I might add. In fact, he will try to steal some of your stuff sometimes, so be careful with that guy. I should point out here that if you're familiar with the Harry Potter series of books, then a lot of these creatures and terms and stuff will be very familiar to you.
Nick.
I would prefer you to call me Sir Nick. Anything I can do.
Myrtle.
Moaning Myrtle?
My name is Myrtle. I do have feelings, you know, even if I'm dead.
Yes, she doesn't sound too happy.
Binns.
I'm Professor Binns. My subject is history. I deal with facts, not myths and legends.
Fat Friar.
Let me introduce myself. I'm the Fat Friar.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Goblin.
Me, Nama, Peepook.
Now, if you're playing the game on easy mode, you don't have to worry about the goblin. He only appears on the standard and hard levels. And what he will do is he will try to take all your money away from you.
Basilisk.
Oh boy, the basilisk. Now, this is just my opinion, but I think the voice for the basilisk could have been done a lot better than that. It doesn't even sound that scary, in my opinion. What it was saying there, in case you couldn't catch that, was, I am the basilisk, king of serpents.
Dementor.
Uh-oh. Whatever you do, don't get caught by one of these characters. Let's just say it's game over for you.
Golden Snitch.
Alright, there's the Golden Snitch, and you don't really have to worry about it until the later levels of the game.
Bludger.
Same thing with the Bludger. That's a neat little effect there for that, I must admit.
Caretaker.
I am the caretaker of this castle, August Filch.
And this is another character that, if he catches you, it's game over. So, be careful of this guy.
Sarah, walking. Slow and reverse.
And we are back to Sarah's footsteps. So, I'm going to press escape now to get out of this.
Main menu. Play the game.
And we're on play the game already. That's good. So we'll press enter.
Your difficulty setting. Standard.
And we're on the standard level. If I down arrow.
Hard.
We've got hard, but if I move up a couple times.
Standard. Easy.
That's what I want, easy, so we'll press enter.
Do you want training mode? No.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Because this way the creatures and ghosts will stay in one place. And it's also a good idea if you're just starting out. So we'll press enter.
For help, hit F1.
So Sarah knocks on the doors, opens, she goes inside, and...
Hello? Hello?
...is locked in.
Entrance hall.
And we are now in the entrance hall of the castle. And it also sounds like we picked up some money that was left lying around. Very good. If I press the W key, which is the where am I key.
Front doormat.
You'll hear that we're actually on the front doormat. But when we get past this, we will be in the entrance hall. And if I press the X key, which will examine an object or door nearby.
Front door locked.
It says that the front door is locked. So, we'll get started moving here by pressing the up arrow.
The room is open to the right. The corridor turns left and right.
Now, you might have been able to hear Peeves the poltergeist on the left, and we'll deal with him in a little bit. Right now, I am standing in front of a door, and if I press X,
dungeon door locked.
You hear that it's the dungeon door, and it's locked. You can also hear the golden snitch off to my left.
Golden snitch in 89 feet.
And I press the D key there to get the distance of the golden snitch. If you press Shift D like this,
entrance hall, dungeon door ahead, zero.
It will bring up a menu of what's around you, and then you can use the up and down arrow keys to, well, see what's around you, just like this.
Ground floor corridor to the right, 20.
So I just press the down arrow. I'll press it one more time.
Staircase down to ground floor corridor behind, 25.
So you just keep going through this menu and see what's all around. So I'll press escape. And if I want to check what direction I'm facing, I can press F.
North.
And we're facing north. Now you might be able to hear some background music. We can control its volume with page up and page down keys. That's a nice song. But I'm going to turn it off for the rest of this review, so we'll press the F1 key.
Help menu. Use up and down arrow keys. Hit enter to select. Hit escape to end. Game.
And if you're familiar with other games from GMA like Tank Commander or Shades of Doom, this would be very familiar to you. So we'll press the end key.
Options.
To get to the options menu and then enter.
Automatic navigator.
Partial.
I'll just move down.
Wind sounds.
On.
Background music.
On.
And there's the background music. We can toggle it in a couple of ways. We can use the space bar.
Off. On.
Like that. And then once it's off, you would move down to save options and then press enter. But because I only want it off for this review, I'll just press enter.
Off.
There we go. It's now off. Now, as you heard, I'm facing north. If I want to turn to a different direction, like let's say west, I use control left arrow.
West.
And a second press.
South.
And so on and so forth. Similarly, control right arrow.
West. North.
Turns us around in the opposite direction. Now, what if you want to turn in the opposite direction really quickly instead of having to use control left or right arrow all the time? Can you do that? Sure. Just press the space bar.
South.
And now we're facing south.
North.
And then again, we're facing north. Now, it won't work that well if you are out of alignment, you could say. For instance, I'm going to move over, and we're probably facing
west
now. So if I press the space bar,
south.
Instead of facing east, we're facing south.
West.
But I'll just get us so we're facing west with the control right arrow. And we'll move forward. Now you can hear some other sounds here. We've got the hourglasses. And there is Peeves. I'm just going to move to the right to get him lined up. And let's press the D key and see how far away he is.
Peeves, in 5 feet.
He's in 5 feet of us. So, what can we do? Well, we could cast a spell on him.
Spells.
Alohomora. Unlock any lock.
What I did there was I pressed the S key to bring up the list of spells. That is Neo's speech, Kate, that is reading the spells and their description. The synth itself is not included in the game, but there is one part of the game where you will need a Sappy 5 voice, and it doesn't matter what one you have. I mean, you may have the Microsoft ones, you could have ones from Kestrel, or the real speak ones that come with JAWS. It doesn't matter. As long as you've got one, you can set the game up so that it will use that voice, and you can adjust the volume and pitch and that sort of thing.
Stupefy. Stunning spell.
Just press the down arrow key, and we're on the stupefy spell.
Expecto Patronum. Patronus Charm. Conjures a guardian spirit.
And there are a lot of spells here, and I think you can learn more as the game progresses.
Stupefy, stunning spell.
We're back on the stupefy spell, and let's press enter on this and see what happens.
Stupefy!
And that is the sound of Peeves when he is stunned. So we could, I guess, keep going and get past him that way, but I'm just going to wait until he wakes up, so I will just pause the recording until that happens. Okay, he's woken up now. So, why don't we try the Expecto Patronum spell? Now, there's a couple ways we could execute it. We could either go back into the spells menu and then select it, but the other way is to press the E key, like this.
Expecto Patronum!
So now we have to wait for the spell to activate before we can move. There we go. And now, if I move forward, we should scare him off.
There's an opening to the left.
There we go. And we're in a different location now. If I press W,
Great Hall.
You'll hear that we're in the Great Hall. And we've got a sound of a fire crackling in the background. And the Expecto Patronum spell is starting to wear off. And there it has worn off.
The room is open ahead.
Now, you can hear that there's a sweet or candy. So let's get that.
The room is open to the right. West.
And we're just heading west. There we got a coin.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Woo!
And there we got the sweet.
North. East.
Now I'm gonna turn back around and head to the east. I know I could have used the space bar, but oh well.
The room is open to the left. And there's an opening to the right.
Thank you. And now we are
south.
Back at the entrance to the Great Hall. So we keep going.
Corridor turns left and right.
And we're back in the
entrance hall.
Now.
Broom cupboard. Door unlocked.
And we're in front of the broom cupboard, so let's go inside and see what we can find. So now we can head into the broom cupboard. Now you can hear that there's a broom.
The corridor ends abruptly.
And I believe we're in front of the broom right now. You notice we haven't picked it up. But if I press the X key,
Nimbus 2000 Racing Broom.
You'll hear that we've got a Nimbus 2000 Racing Broom. Now, in order to pick this up, you have to use what's known as a password. And as you progress through the game, you will encounter more of these passwords. But anyway, we'll press the P key.
Passwords. Oh.
And that's the only password we've got. If I press the down arrow key,
oh.
You'll hear that sound for when the menu wraps around, and up is the only password we've got. So I'll press the enter key. And now we've got the broom.
West, north.
I'm just gonna turn around here and get out of the broom cupboard.
There's an opening to the left and right.
There you go.
East.
And now we're gonna head back to the east.
The corridor turns right. North.
Oops. Oh, that's okay. We're facing north, so.
South.
There we go. Just press the space bar.
The corridor turns left and right.
And we'll stop here.
East.
And turn to the east.
There's an opening to the right.
Now, you can hear we've got another suite on the stairs.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
That's what that creaking is.
The corridor ends abruptly. Sweet. Woo! There's an opening to the right.
The reason it's saying there's an opening to the right all the time is because I have the audio navigator set on partial mode.
North.
Now, we're not quite at the bottom of the stairs, but we have to turn to the north.
The corridor turns right.
There we are.
Begging your pardon, miss. Dobby has a helpful mirror for you, miss. Anytime, just say Dobby help, and Dobby will try.
Mirror.
And we just met Dobby and got a two-way mirror. So we'll head back upstairs.
South. The corridor turns left and right. East.
Now, that noise that you can hear there, that sort of sniffling noise, those are a couple of gargoyles. And if we approach them, they will start talking. We'll basically wake them up. They're guarding the staff room door. There you go. One is saying, "Oh, you wouldn't want to leave." And the other one is saying, "How does it feel to be trapped?" Had to get my evil laugh in there. Anyway, let's just get past them.
There's an opening to the right.
And that is a suit of armor, but we also have a headless hat behind it. So let's go and get that. And there we got the headless hat. And that little banging noise was us, I believe, walking into the suit of armor.
East. North. The corridor turns left and right. East.
So we'll head to the east now.
The corridor turns left. North. There's an opening.
Ooh! Whoa, that startled me. What happened there was we just walked into a statue, or I guess it's a secret passageway.
Statue of a humpbacked, one-eyed witch.
What I did there was I pressed the X key. If we press Shift D to bring up the menu.
Ground floor corridor. Door. Ahead. 36.
Statue of Gunhild. A one-eyed, humpback witch who is known for developing a cure for dragonpox.
To the right. 5.
There you go. And that is a secret passageway. While we're here, I think it's a good time to discuss the inventory function. And you can get into your inventory by pressing the tab key.
Broom.
Now the first item we have is our broom, and we can examine an object by pressing the X key.
Nimbus 2000 Racing Broom.
And you can also drop an object by pressing D.
Piece of parchment.
And this is a piece of parchment. We can read it.
Temporary Operator's License. Department of Magical Transportation.
So our license
Operation
is
test center,
going to be read to us.
Six,
it's sort of a
Ministry of Magic,
a letter.
Mother's secondhand wand.
So just press the down arrow. And now we're on Mother's secondhand wand. Does this have a description?
Mother's secondhand wand.
No, it doesn't.
Fizzing Wisby.
Now we get to our sweets. We have a Fizzing Wisby.
Cockroach cluster.
And a cockroach cluster. Now anytime you press the X key on a sweet, this is what you're going to hear.
Candy that can give you energy, or take some away.
So it's not going to give you any hints as to what's good and bad for you.
Mirror.
So it's just a matter of experimentation. Now we're on the mirror.
Two-way mirror.
And it's a two-way mirror. And to use it, you press enter.
Dobby, help!
Dobby appears.
Dobby is wanting to tell you, miss, that Dobby sees a hat that can help, miss.
I couldn't quite get that. I think he was saying something about there's a hat that can help you or something like that, but I'm not sure about that.
Broom.
Let's try using the mirror again.
Cockroach cluster, mirror.
Now the responses you're going to get are all random.
Dobby, help!
Dobby is wanting to tell you, miss, that Dobby sees a hat that can help, miss.
Or maybe it sees a head or something. I'm not really sure what he's talking about. Let's try that again.
Cockroach,
see if
mirror.
We get a different
Dobby,
response.
Help!
Dobby suggests once, miss, get a map, there are things on it you should know.
There you go, so those are the sorts of responses you're going to get. They may either be helpful or not quite so helpful. Another thing we can do is to use a spell to mark our location, for instance, if we get lost. And you do that by bringing up the list of spells.
Spells, stupefy, stunning spell.
With the S key, and we're still in the stupefy spell.
Aloho Mora. Lagrate creates a burning line in the air.
Now I pressed the up arrow key, and you heard the menu rap noise. And if we press enter on this, here's what happens.
Flagrate! X.
So now we have a burning X in the air, and I'm going to move backwards.
There's an opening to the right.
Alright, and now, if we move forward.
X1.
There you hear X1. And if we were to, that's another coin. If we were to put another mark here, you'd hear X2 and so forth. Let's go back into the inventory again for just a second.
Broom. Peak my fizzing cockroach mirror. Leather money bag.
And now we're on other money bag, which is kind of odd because I thought there was only one type of money bag. But anyway, we can examine it.
Contents of money bag. 3 sickles and 4 canutes mirror. Cock fizzing wisby.
Let's try one of these candies. We'll press enter to eat it.
Mmm.
Hit the spot, eh? I guess it did because we just got some more energy, and you can check to see how much energy you have by pressing M.
Bits of magical energy left. 980.
Alright, 980 bits.
Boom. Cockroach cluster.
Now let's try this cockroach cluster and see what happens.
That's nasty!
Oh dear. Guess that wasn't very good at all.
Bits of magical energy left. 970.
Yeah, took away 10 bits of energy. So let's move on. We got some more coins. Boy, there's a lot of coins here.
There's an opening to the left.
I'm just gonna press the up arrow key to move a little faster. And there's another secret passage.
Statue of a humpbacked, one-eyed witch.
Oh, again?
The corridor turns left.
Okay, now we've stopped because we're at a wall.
Ow!
And that's one sound you'll hear if you try to press the up arrow key when you are at a wall.
West. The corridor turns right. North.
Okay, now I think we've got a suit of armor here.
Ground floor corridor. Suit of armor. Ahead. 20.
Yep.
Statue of Gunhild. A one-eyed humpback witch.
Suit of armor.
Yep.
Ahead. 20.
And there's Gunhild there, the statue.
The corridor turns left. West. There's an opening to the right.
Yep. There we got past the suit of armor.
There's an opening to the left.
Now, you might be able to hear the basilisk off to my left, but we won't worry about him. And now we're coming up to some doors. These are our classroom doors.
Centaur divination classroom. Door unlocked.
Now, while we're here, let me show you another command. If I press the R key...
Oh my word! I'll need a remember all.
That's the reminder button, but as you heard, it says that we need a remember all. So I'll press enter to open the door. And then we'll move a bit to the right to get to the door. So you hear there's a glass ball.
Glass ball. The room is open to the left. Glass the corridor turns left. Glass ball. Glass remember all. Woo!
And there is the remember all. But we can't use it yet because if you press the R key.
Oh my word! I'll need a remember all.
Yeah, you're still gonna get that message. So we have to activate the remember all. You do that by going into your inventory with the tab key.
Boom.
And
piece of remember all.
Down arrowing until you get to remember all, and then press enter. And now, if we press the R key.
Have I been here before?
No.
And there you go. So we haven't been here before, at least at this one spot. Now you might be able to hear Nick, one of the ghosts. And he's off to our left.
North.
Him.
North.
Now I'm facing straight north.
West. Nick, in 16 feet.
Now, what I'm going to do at this point is, and this is not a good idea normally, but I want to show you what happens if you try to walk through a ghost.
The corridor turns left.
Sometimes wonder whether I wouldn't have.
All right, and as you heard, we just lost some energy.
Bits of magical energy left. 950.
There you go.
West. South.
So I believe
there's
we're coming up
to
the
and right.
Door back to the ground floor corridor.
The corridor turns left and right. Ground floor corridor.
Yeah, I just pressed W there.
West.
So we'll keep going west. We won't worry about the other doorways here. And there's another staircase.
There's an opening to the left.
More coins. Let's see how much money we've got so far.
Room. mirror. Other money bag.
Okay, now we're on the money bag.
Contents of money bag. 7 sickles and 16 canutes.
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
There's an opening to the right.
And I think that's another suit of armor. Let's press Shift D and see what we've got here.
Ground floor corridor. Hufflepuff common room. To the right. 20.
There's the Hufflepuff common room. But we won't worry about that today. I don't even think we could get into it.
The corridor turns left. South.
Okay, now we have to go south. Now that noise lets you know that you are coming up to the caretaker's office. And as I said before, you don't want to get caught by Filch, because if you do, it's game over. Now there is an item that we need from the office, and this is one way you can get it. I'm going to press the S key to bring up the list of spells.
Spells.
Flagrate creates a burning line in the air.
Alright, so we're still on Flagrate, and I'll move up.
Red Ogg pretends an Asio, summoning charm.
Let's try this spell.
Asio!
Well, we got something.
Room.
So I'll just press the tab key to get into the inventory.
Piece of parchment. Mother's second old parchment.
Now you hear it's an old parchment. So I'll press X.
The Marauder's map. Key to what the map sounds signify.
So this is the Marauder's map.
Your location, Sarah. The sound of a net. The sound of a corridor. The sound of a wall.
So those are the sounds that you'll hear when we use the map. And we will do that in just a second. But first, let's use the apparate command to get out of here before we get caught by the caretaker. We can check to see how many apparate spells we have left by pressing Control A.
Apparate left.
2.
Ooh, alright, so we got 2 apparate spells. And we can use one of them by pressing the A key.
Destination, determination, deliberation.
And we are back.
Broom cupboard.
In the broom cupboard. And through the magic of sound editing, we are now back in the ground floor corridor, almost at the point where I cast the Flagrate spell for the first time. Let's try using the Marauder's map here and see what it sounds like.
Room. Piece of parchment. Mother's sec old parchment.
So we'll press enter.
I solemnly swear that I am utter no good.
Messers, Moon, E, Worm Tail, Pat Foot, and Prongs, purveyors of aids to magical mischief makers, are proud to present the Marauder's map.
Mischief managed.
So that's what will happen when you press enter on it in the inventory. But you can activate the map by pressing Control M.
I solemnly swear that I am utter no good.
Messers, Moon, E,
and I think if you press Control M a couple of times, you can skip all this dialogue here. Map.
North. Centaur Divination Classroom.
So now
Centaur Divination Classroom.
It's scanning the classroom.
Ground floor corridor. East. Secret passage.
So now it's going to the east.
Descendium.
And there we found out one of the
Sarah.
Passageways. And there's
Secret
our location.
Descendium.
And another
south.
Password. Now it's going south.
Staff room.
It's examining staff the staff room.
Great hall.
Couple of canutes there in the Great Hall.
Entrance Hall. Mischief managed.
Quite a few canutes there by the sound of it. And I just pressed escape there to stop the map from going any further. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, since we've got the broom in our inventory, what can we do with it? Well, one thing we can do is fly on it.
Broom.
And you do that by pressing the tab key to get into the inventory, and then we'll press enter since we're on broom. And now, when I press the up arrow key, instead of walking, we will be flying. And you can go pretty fast. I just pressed down arrow to stop there, and of course, if you were to press the up arrow key a couple more times, you'd be able to fly really fast. In fact, let me just show you what happens when we get to a wall. And this is going a little fast.
There's an opening to the right. The corridor turns left.
There, you heard Sarah landing at the wall. And obviously we can't go any further.
Ooh!
There you go. So that's a demonstration of Sarah flying on the broom.
Broom.
And if you want to walk again, you just press the tab key and then enter. And now we're off the broom.
South.
So we'll just press the space bar to turn back around.
There's an opening to the left.
And now we're walking again. Now I'm just going to pause the recording and we'll come back when we're back at the spot where our burning mark is. Alright, we're back at our spot. Now a couple of things before we quit the game. Another way of casting spells quickly is to use Control S.
Spell A.
Now you heard spells a little fast. And then it says A. That is the first letter of the Alohomora spell. And so if you wanted to execute that really quick, you would just press Control S and then A. If we down arrow,
S.
There's S for stupefy,
E.
E for expecto patronum, etc., etc. So let's see how this works. I'll just get out of it, and then I'll press Control S.
Spell A.
And let's say if we wanted to cast the Alohomora spell. All you have to do is just press A.
A. Alohomora. Oh no, that's not the one.
And there's no door here, of course, so it's not going to work. Now, you heard a password for a secret passage. Let's see if it will work here. I'm just going to move to get in
there's
front
an
of the statue.
To the left and right. The corridor ends abruptly.
Okay, I think we're there.
Secret passage.
Statue of a humpbacked, one-eyed witch.
Yep, now you hear that we're in a secret passage, so now we have to use a password.
Passwords. Up.
So there's up, and now if I down arrow.
Descendium.
There's descendium, so I'll press enter. Now Sarah's going through. And let's see where we are here.
Ground floor corridor. East.
And we're facing east now. Can we move further?
North.
Ugh. Oh. Maybe if you...
East. South. West.
Maybe you have to go west.
South. Oh. West. North.
We appear to be stuck. Okay. Basically, that's how the secret passageways work. And there are other passwords that you will find as you use the Marauder's map. But I think that's enough for now, so we'll press the escape key.
Do you want to quit? Choose yes or no. No.
And I'll say yes.
Yes. 961 bits of magical energy to be in the high score standings.
Alright, so we didn't get into the high score standings, but that's okay. Now we're at the title screen. Press control
main
there.
Main menu. Play the game. Exit game menu.
And we'll choose this option.
Game over!
And as you just heard, we are now out of the game. And that's a brief overview of Sarah and the Castle of Witchcraft and Wizardry. I think PCS Games have done a terrific job with this game, and I especially like the way you can explore your environment and try different things to see what happens. A couple of things before we wind this up. First of all, as you heard, I got stuck when I used the password to get into the secret passageway. Well, it turns out that was actually a bug, and that will be corrected in the next version. As well, I thought that the basilisk, when we encountered it, was on the ground floor, but apparently not. It's actually crawling through the pipes, but you will encounter it later on. I give this game a rating of 9 out of 10. For more information about the game, go to www.pcsgames.net. That's www.pcsgames.net. This is where you will also need to go if you want to download patches for the game. Draconis Entertainment is selling the game for $31.95, and you can visit their website at www.draconisentertainment.com. That's DRACONIS. Entertainment.com or www.dracoent.com if you prefer. They do have the game available for download, but it's only the first release and it's not the fully patched version. We were using patch 3 of the game. You've been listening to episode 5 of Kelly Superge's podcast. If you have any comments or suggestions about anything you've heard in this podcast, feel free to contact me through my personal website at www.ksaperja.net. That's www.ksaperja.net. You can also call my comment line at 206-339-2557. That's 206-339-2KJS. Show notes for this and other episodes of this podcast can be found at www.ksapergia.net/podcast. That's www.ksapergia.net/podcast. Theme music for this podcast is Into the Night by Maxim G. Ending theme is Continuum by LVX Nova from their self-titled CD, which is available from magnatune.com. That's magnatune.com. This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 2.5 license. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.